Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shishi B'Shabbat, the sixth day of the week, Erev Shabbat Kodesh. And in the sixth Aliyah of Parshat Vayeshev, we have 17 psukim. This Aliyah continues the story of Yosef in Potiphar's home. In this Aliyah, we hear that Potiphar's wife was attracted to Yosef and made advances on him. But of course, Yosef refuses. Eventually, she lies and tells the opposite story. She says that Yosef was making advances on her. Potiphar threw Yosef in prison. Hashem supported Yosef, and Yosef found favor in the eyes of the prison warden, and Yosef was placed in charge of all the other prisoners. When Potiphar's wife tried to persuade Yosef to be with her, the Torah says in Perek Lamed Tet Pasuk Chet, Vayema'ein, Vayomer El Eshet Adonav, Hein Adoni Lo Yadayiti Mababait, V'chol Asher Yesh Lo Natan Biyadi. And many people translate the Pasuk as follows: and Yosef refused by saying to his master's wife, my master does not even know what I do in the house. He has entrusted me with everything he owns. And in the next pasuk, he continues with his reasoning. No one in this house has more power than I do, etc., etc. Again, many people translate these psukim as saying that the beginning of the argument is the first pasuk, Vayema'ein Vayomer Aleshet Adonav, and Yosef refused by saying, etc. That's the way some people explain the pasuk. However, the Sheim Mishmuel disagrees. The Sheim Mishmuel was Rav Shmuel Borenstein, the second Sachashav Rebbe. He died in 1926. And the Sheim Mishmuel says that that is not the way to read the pasuk. The pasuk is not that Yosef declined by explaining to her why he was declining. The Sheim Mishmuel says, no, that's not the way to read the pasuk. The Sheim Mishmuel notes that if you take a look at the trup, at the Ta'amei HaMikra, if you take a look at the notes and the punctuation of these words, there are two very interesting things. Number one, the word Vayima'ein, and Yosef refused, that has a shalshelet, a very rare note in the Chumash. The shalshelet is Vayima'ein. Very, very rare in the Chumash. That's number one. Number two, if you notice in a tikkun, you'll see that after the word Vayima'ein, there is a psik, a vertical line which denotes a pause. And so therefore, says the Sheim Mishmuel, the real translation should be Vayima'ein, period. Yosef refused, period. And then the Torah continues, Vayomer, etc., and he said to his master's wife. What does that mean? What's the message? And he refused, period. And he explained. Again, many people translated the pasuk to say, Yosef refused by saying, etc. But the Sheim Mishmuel says is no, he refused, period. And he said, etc. What is the difference? What's the message? What is the point that the Sheim Mishmuel is trying to make? Says the Sheim Mishmuel that Yosef, when he was approached by Potiphar's wife, he refused, period. He didn't try to give logic. He didn't try to give explanations. He didn't try to rationalize with her. He didn't try to have a reasonable and logical debate. He did not do any of that. All he did was say no. And after he said no, then he started explaining. And says the Sheim Mishmuel, that is what we can learn from Yosef is that is the way that you and I need to refuse whenever we are approached by our Yetzer Hara to do something. Sometimes we are approached to speak Lashon Hara. Sometimes we're approached to be lax in the way we keep Shabbos. Sometimes we're approached by the Yetzer Hara in the way we keep Kashrus. Whatever it is. And sometimes we start rationalizing and saying, well, maybe it's an interesting idea, but I think, no, I can see what you're saying. I see your side. However, I think XYZ. Absolutely not, says the Sheim Mishmuel. When we are approached by our Yetzer Hara, like Yosef was approached by Potiphar's wife, we have to say Vayima'ein over and over and over again, like the Shalshelet, Vayima'ein, over and over and over. No explanations, no excuses, no logic, no reasoning. Simple, period, end of story. After we refuse, after we decline the Yetzer Hara, then we can start talking logic. Then we can start explaining why it's not a good idea to do that sin or whatever it is. But first, we must follow in Yosef's footsteps. Vayimain, over and over again, period. And only that can we allow ourselves to begin explaining the reasoning. What a beautiful idea. We should only be Zoche. Have a wonderful day and Shabbat Shalom, everyone.